Yeshaya Perek Beis. This perek primarily discusses what will happen in the times of Mashiach and how Hashem's greatness will be seen by the entire world. In contrast to the pettiness of the nations of the world, Hashem's name on that day will be elevated and stand by itself. And Pasuk Aleph through Dalet, this is one of Yeshaya's most famous prophecies. At the end of days, in the times of Mashiach, the Beis HaMikdash will stand out as the entire world will come and learn Torah there. As Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim will rebuild. As it says, Ki mitzion teitze Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That from Tzion Torah will come forth, will emanate, and the word of Hashem will come for Yerushalayim. V'shafat bein hagoyim v'ochichach la'amim rabim, and Mashiach will come, and he'll settle the arguments between the goyim, v'katsutsu chavraseim le'itidim, and they will dole their swords into plowshares, v'chaninoseim le'mizmoros, and their spears into dull hooks, lo yisagoy ol goy cherev, v'lo yilmadu ol milchama. The nation will not lift a sword against one another, and they will no longer study warfare. The Metzudas brings on Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah, the true Torah comes forth from Eretz Yisrael, as there is nothing like Torah's Eretz Yisrael in the entire world. The Ovester Rav Nosson brings, 10 portions of Torah were put into the world, 9 of them were placed in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi brings, the nations of the world will no longer fight with each other, because they'll be able to get their arguments settled in Eretz Yisrael by Mashiach himself. The Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Gimel Amar Aleph brings, a candle during the day isn't considered nice. So too here, when Mashiach comes, who will need weapons, as they will be completely unnecessary, just like a candle during the day is unnecessary. This is what it said by Yaakov Avinu as he utilized his Becher Biu Bakashti, his sword and his bow. Rashi on that pasuk brings Tfila Ubakasha, that his main weapon was prayer, as the main weapon a Jew has is through the world of tefillah, as Hashem is the source of all life and can do anything he desires. Even if you think it's impossible, tefillah lekel chayai, if you want true strength, true vitality, and life, throw yourself into the world of tefillah. In Pasuk Hey, it says, Beis Yaakov lechu v'nelcha bor Hashem. Yidin, come together and join me. With the light of Hashem, we'll go together, as Yeshaya said. The Radak brings, Yeshaya was encouraging the people to walk with the light of Hashem. In other words, not to be superficial and look for Hashem in everything you do. Live with Hashem. In Pasuk Vav through Chav Beis, which is the end of the Perek, Yeshaya now describes how Hashem will stand alone, V'niskov Hashem levado b'yomahu, on that day of judgment. Hashem will humble the haughty, as the haughty will be hiding in caves, tunnels, and bunkers from fear of Hashem. In Pasuk Chav, it says, Bayomahu Yeshlech Adam El Elile Kaspo Ves Elile Zahovo Asharaso. And on that day, man will throw away their gods of gold, their gods of money, and their gods of silver. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explain, the desire for money is likened to the desire for idols, as our Pasuk directly equates money and idols together, as men become filled with greed just to make an extra dollar. And that's the end of the Perek. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.